Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Joy to the world. As of the late 20th century, Joy to the World was the most published Christmas hymn in North America. It is one of the all-time Christmas carol favorites, and most of us can sing it from memory. Funny thing about it was not written to herald a newborn king. The words were written by English hymn writer Isaac Watts, based on the second half of Psalm 98 in the Bible. Interestingly, Watts wrote the words of Joy to the World as a hymn glorifying Christ's triumphant return at the end of the age, rather than a song celebrating his first coming. Psalms 98, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, in the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. Matthew Henry wrote in his commentary this passage, God raised up his son Jesus to be not only a light to lighten the Gentiles, but the glory of his people Israel. Surely it behooves us to inquire whether his holy arm has gotten the victory in our hearts over the power of Satan, unbelief, and sin. If this be our happy case, we shall exchange all light songs of vanity for songs of joy and thanksgiving. Our lives will celebrate the Redeemer's praise. Let all the children of men rejoice in the setting up the kingdom of Christ, for all may benefit by it. The different orders of rational creatures in the universe seem to be described in figurative language in the reign of the great Messiah. The kingdom of Christ will be a blessing to the whole creation. We expect his second coming to begin his glorious reign. Then shall heaven and earth rejoice, and the joy of the redeemed shall be full. But sin and its dreadful effects will not be utterly done away till the Lord comes to judge the world in righteousness. Seeing then that we look for such things, let us give diligence that we may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. We definitely have reason to sing about this, not only at Christmas time, but all the time. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. No more sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. Far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness. And wonders of his love. Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, a little bit early. Isaiah 44:23, shout for joy, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout joyfully, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into a shout of joy, you mountains, O forests, and every tree in it. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.